So I got this spiritual download that I have to start talking about real. So here we go. I'm going to be talking about real. Let's talk about twin flames, kingdom spouses, and divine counterparts. There is a divine masculine and there's a divine feminine. When you two come together, it's going to seem like the whole entire universe is trying to bring you together and rip you apart at the same time.
What?
Twin flames, kingdom spouses, and divine counterparts.
Sweetie, that sounds like some Kamala Harris word salad-y gobbledygook. But if that's the game we're playing, I got one too. Fufu yalabu yalabu. Konani yamudi yabubu yawe.
What?
Oh, that's just something I picked up from those old African rebel on Call of Duty videos. But anyway, which gibberish makes more sense, mine or hers? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section.
In case you were not aware of this, Donald Trump Jr. has a new girlfriend.
Yeah, we weren't aware because we care more about what his daddy's gonna do as president. Because in case you weren't aware, there are two wars happening right now that have the potential to go nuclear. But you're telling me that where Don Jr. parks his eggplant is an important topic for you? Well, comrade, if it's that important to you, by all means, continue the cringe.
That's right, he has split with his longtime fiancé, Kimberly Guilfoyle. But don't worry, she gets a parting gift. Donald Trump has already said she's going to be his ambassador to Greece. He is effectively shipping his son's ex-girlfriend out of the country for 4 years, while the son, Donald Trump Jr., has already moved on. He is allegedly, according to the reports, dating a social media influencer by the name of Bettina Anderson.
Well, comrade, let me mansplain the situation to you. Kimberly Guilfoyle is 55 years old, Don Jr. is 47 years old, and Bettina Anderson is 38 years old. Don Jr. just wanted to bang a younger woman.
This chain of logic is correct, and what is correct is sacred.
Also, Bettina only has 55,000 followers on Instagram. Not exactly an influencer.
And, according to a new article from Mediaite, where they spoke to 7 insiders, everybody, including Junior's dad, Donald Trump, the president-elect himself, is very concerned and borderline unhappy about Junior's new relationship. Let me read you some excerpts here from this article from Mediaite. Again, 7 friends of the Trump family who spoke with Mediaite on condition of anonymity said they're deeply troubled by the budding relationship between Trump Jr. and the 38-year-old social media influencer. Individuals close to the president have expressed growing concerns about the potential liability.
What?
Potential liability posed by his son's new relationship, a close friend of the Trump family.
You actually think Don Jr. dating a non-influencer is a liability for the Orange Man? Dude, the Orange Man banged Stormy Daniels and he was elected president twice.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
So by that logic, Don Jr. has to step up his 304 game if he wants to succeed his dad as president. So yeah, I don't think anybody gives a crap about this except you, which is...
sad, isn't it?
Blackhead woman is not fighting for a man's attention, is not doing things to impress him, is not jumping when he says jump, is not overcompensating for him to finally recognize her worth and whatever she brings to the table. Because let me tell you this, a blackhead woman brings nothing to the table. And a man that wants to date her knows to never ask the question what she should bring to the table, because her presence, her existence alone is enough, period.
Oh wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Sweetie, your last name is German and you have a German accent, so I assume you either live in Germany or Austria. And as far as I know about the dating culture in those countries, 9 times out of 10 men go 50-50 on dates and relationships, meaning the woman absolutely has to bring something to the table.
You're goddamn right.
And again, having looked at your social media presence, you're single. So I guess being a quote-unquote black cat woman only guarantees that your future is full of cats and no man.
They call her the cat lady. People say she's crazy just because she has a few dozen cats. But can anyone who loves animals that much really be crazy?
Bruh. It's gonna happen organically and naturally.
When? When I work all the time and I don't go out on the weekends because I'm tired.
It'll happen.
And I hate going out to bars.
Check your friend zone.
Because what's more attractive than walking into a drunk attractive guy? First off, one, not a lot.
Yeah, because he's drunk, so maybe try getting with a man while he's sober. Also, pro tip, most decent men don't look kindly on women who go to bars to get drunk and get hit on by drunk dudes. But sweetie, I don't think that's your problem. I think your problem is this.
Last November, I was crying over a boy who couldn't commit to me or give me the bare minimum. This November, I say, every time a man smiles at me.
That is the most illogical attitude.
So basically, Chad refused to commit and just pumped and dumped, and now you're taking it out on other men, thereby ensuring that the ones who do want to commit will pass you over because of your bad attitude.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Also, here's what another lovely lady commented on her video. The men who approach me aren't even worth the spit I put into their eyes, let alone dateable.
You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
So ladies, make no mistake. The reason why you're single is you.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.